Rising, hear the mighty shout. Oh, watch the whole creation turning inside out. He's making his will made known. The time for peace is now. Leaders at the table. Talking about an end to war. We need more than chess moves. We gotta open up the door and let a little sunlight shine on each and every face. In the sunlight of the morning, we are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. Feel the expectation, all the world around. Everybody is waiting to hear the joyful sound. A coat of many colors, we are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. Shout it from the mountaintop, sail it on the breeze. The only way we're gonna have peace is when we come to see we are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors. We are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me.
Ah, there is our banner. The power of our togetherness.
True connection with the seed.
And this is our theme for the Double Foreigner program.
Ah, so interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting. Yeah. Have you given it some thought?
Well, what I see is beautiful flowers in a garden. And I can smell the fragrance and I can see the colors. And it's a garden. There are so much diversity. And yet there's unity. There's one garden. And you, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I found it a very exciting topic. And I felt that as all the, you know, Bob always speaks of rehearsals. And in the world out there, there are all the catastrophic rehearsals. I feel that this is a rehearsal. This is a rehearsal for the grand finale.
So wonderful.
And it's as if we've all the tributaries have come together. We've been over the rocky surfaces, through all the difficulties, and now we're entering the mainstream of togetherness.
Lovely.
United in the truth of God. And, you know, once we're in this mainstream, we're unstoppable.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. Very, very exciting, because all the sillinesses and confusions that we've been experiencing, and actually my experience in this last 6 months, is that I feel like I'm in a V-man.
Wow.
That it's the power of the gathering that is effective. My efforts don't warrant my experiences.
Wow.
I feel that it really is the power of all those who've been serving the world.
Yeah. And I'd like to share something, because I heard in the past 2 years, there have been bhajis here going on and on and on in Gyan Sarovar, and so the ground is plowed for everyone to come, and the ground is so fertile to be together and to have this power of togetherness. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm remembering something that Dadi Prakashmani had said when she was asked, you know, how do you run this organization with so effortlessly, with the support of everyone? And she had said, there are no followers. We have partners and colleagues, and here they are. Welcome.
Wow, here they are. Welcome.
And welcome to all those online as well. We have many online, and we're so happy to see all of you. And are you happy?
Woo! Great to see you all. Yeah, the first group of the Double Foreign Season. So wonderful.
And I think we have some first-timers here too.
Yes.
And with those first-timers, please introduce yourselves to our divine Didis and let them see.
Wow. And so welcome here in Madhuban for the first time. So beautiful. And also very welcome to Jenti Didi and Shilu Didi. We are so happy. Oh! Didi Nirmala is also almost coming.
Didi in the background.
And we are so happy that you are all here. Let's wait for Didi. She's coming. It's really nice. Clap for Didi. She made it. So lovely, because these are the beautiful souls. The most beautiful flowers of the Yakya, who have lived with Brahma Baba and all the Dadis, and how the power of togetherness was in the early days, as is the beginning, so will be the end. So the togetherness of the beginning will also be at the end. So thank you for coming, all those Didis, with us. And let's go over to the first part of the program.
Yes, and we have something from Zimbabwe, Africa, to welcome you to this wonderful power of togetherness.
Om Shanti.
Baba's eye. You are victorious souls. Welcome to the power of our togetherness.
Like to now invite the Malaysians, Swabna and Melanie, to do a dance, and they've been joined by many other Malaysians who are very keen to be on stage and be with you all. Melanie and Swabna.
मेरा घर मुझे भाए अनादि
So thank you so much for this beautiful dance of the Malaysian sisters, and also very inspiring drumming from Zimbabwe. They made it very shortly with such a joy. So it's so good. All the power of the Kennedys. Yes, good idea, Shiloben. I will come here. And now we will get a song with the guitar from Sister Anneke from Holland. And the song is Beautiful Name. So, Anneke, welcome.
You are a seed, a tiny point of light. You give benefit to everyone. Your hidden glory in creation. Should I put out this one? Your hidden glory in creation. Now revealed through our Father Brahma, what a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Shiva, highest on high, what a beautiful name it is. I think I put out this one because it's too much. Good. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Shiva. You created the heaven for us. If we follow what you teach, sorry. Our sin was great, your love is greater. Sorry, I have to do it like this. Shall I start anew? That's how it works, isn't it? The obstacles make us get it more perfect every time. No, it's okay. I think it's okay, so. You are the seed, a tiny point of light. You give benefit to everyone. Your hidden glory in creation. Now revealed through our Father Brahma, what a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Shiva, highest on high, what a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Shiva. You create the heaven for us if we follow what you teach. Our sin was great, your love is greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Shiva, highest on high. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Shiva. We all belong now, sister and brother. Unite for the world to be as one. So let us remember the one with all glory. So heaven is coming soon again. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva, highest on high. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva, highest on high. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva. We all belong now, sister and brother. Unite for the world to be as one. So let us remember the one with all glory. So heaven is coming soon again. Do you dare to sing with me? It doesn't have to be perfect. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva, highest on high. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Shiva. And one last time for the togetherness. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of highest high. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of our Shiva.
Yes, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Aniki. That was absolutely lovely. Uniting us all, we all belong together. So, yes, we belong together. And I know that I'm missing all the daddies. Are you? But I'm also so grateful that we have such strong spiritual rocks. So strong, so steadfast, our Didis who are holding together not just all of us, but the hundreds who are online with us today, this whole organization and God's task. So round of applause. And such gratitude that they're here with us today. So we'd like to invite them all to speak to us for a few moments and give their blessings and encourage us on this wonderful journey, especially our time in Madhuban, thinking of the theme, the togetherness, the power of our togetherness, and our connection back with Baba. So first I'd like to invite Nirmala Didi to say a few words, and then Sister Shilu to say a few words, and then Sister Jenti to say a few words. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Welcome, everyone. I think most of you have come after 3 years. It's really a choice to be in Madhuban. I'm sure you must be looking forward to coming to Madhuban. And during your stay, you will enjoy togetherness. Being together, doing everything together, and sharing with each other. The team has organized good program for you, so you will enjoy variety. You must have heard my health is not good last 3 weeks. I have been confined to my room, coming once in a while on the stage. I came here to say hello and request you not to come to my room, because doctors have advised that I should not see many people, and especially nowadays, Corona is very silent. So I am advised not to be in front of many people. So I just came to say hello. And whoever wants to give contribution for Baba, they can give it to Sona or Meera Ben, who will be here, or Jayanti Ben once. In a while she will be here. So, thank you for understanding and keeping distance yet near. Om Shanti.
So Nirmala Didi is going to take leave and go and rest with all our best wishes. And now I'll invite Sister Shilu to speak to all of us.
Om Shanti. Yes, I would request all of you to say together, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. By saying Om Shanti 3 times, we are reminded of Dadi Janki, who used to say with so much intoxication, Om Shanti 3 times, and then would say, who am I? Whose am I? And why am I? So we all know the answers to these questions. And therefore we say with intoxication, Om Shanti. on behalf of all Madhuban Nivasis, all the Dadis and Dadas who are in the advance party, and all of us here, I extend hearty welcome to all of you. Yes, Madhuban has been missing all of you for the past 2 years, but now I think that period is over and we can all come together again. So a very beautiful theme has been kept for this whole season: the power of our togetherness through connection with the seed. Baba has created this beautiful, unlimited family. The seed has created such a big tree, spread all over the world in over 140 countries. And all of us say that Madhuban is our home. At this time, as I have been told, it's not just all of you who are sitting here in this harmony hall who are in Madhuban, but also so many who are online. Their body is in their places, but their minds are here in Madhuban. As everyone knows, that double foreigner season has begun. Bap Dada's program has also begun. It's a beautiful meeting of the Bharatvasis with the double foreigners. And as Didi Nirmala was saying, a very good program has been chalked for all of you. We are seeing that how time is flying so fast. Everything is changing. We are not going to see our dadis, at least in this kalpa. But of course, the impact of the dadis is still there in Madhuban. It is also there in all the centers. Just as Bap Dada traveled to all the centers, the dadis also travel and keep giving their sakash. And we, as the right hands of God, the obedient children of God, who are following Baba Srimat and have taken a pledge that we will definitely transform this world and make it a heavenly world. We will bring heaven on earth. Today also Bap Dada was saying, Baba wants our help. What help does Baba want from us? Baba wants that we become pure. Baba needs the help of purity from all of us. The other day also Baba gave a beautiful murli on self-sovereignty. How at this time, at the confluence age, we become self-sovereigns, the masters of our senses, masters of our mind, intellect and sanskars, and thereby we win the hearts of souls through our values, our original values, our eternal values, and our divine values, our innate qualities. Baba mentioned today also that awareness comes. And when that awareness is complete in us, it is there in our consciousness all the time, then definitely the mind acts accordingly. And thereby we bring about self-transformation. And as the motto of our institution is, self-transformation leads to world transformation. We cannot transform anyone else forcibly, but we can definitely transform ourselves. And that also with love. Baba has taught us how to have spiritual love for one another, because that is what keeps the family together. In the physical world, in the world outside, there is so much of selfishness, so much of chaos, suffering, peacelessness. But in Baba's world, there is peace, love, harmony, happiness, tranquility. We all say that we are now true self-sovereigns. Our sense organs don't deceive us anymore. But we definitely are warriors fighting against Maya. Baba has given us all the weapons. We are incognito warriors at war with Maya. And we have that faith, that confidence, that we will surely gain victory over Maya. And we'll create a new, beautiful, heavenly world on earth. And therefore this beautiful theme, the power of our togetherness. And I'm sure this togetherness in Madhuban physically and through minds everywhere, we will surely be able to attain our aim and objective as Baba wants it to be. So welcome all of you, and for the next 15 days, it will be a beautiful gathering here. You will enjoy every second of your stay in Madhuban. All that you have missed, which you have missed in the past 2-3 years. And as I have been meeting so many double foreigners who have been coming to Pandav Bhavan also whole day, today I was meeting them. That urge to come to Madhuban was so strong. And now your wish is fulfilled. Baba has brought all of you to Madhuban without any obstacles. And I'm sure this we will go on for the next season, two whole season. Baba's meetings will continue. We will continue to meet Baba. We will continue to be together. And we will continue to be together all the time, even in our minds, so that we can all return home complete and perfect, back to our sweet home, Paramdham. Because that's our aim. And then come back into this world as deities. We go back as angels and come back here as deities. So this is our aim and objective, which we will surely attain very soon. Thank you very much. We will keep meeting. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Srila Ben. And yes, we will keep coming, visiting you in Pandav Bhavan, a place that we've all missed so much. And now we invite Sister Jenti to address everyone. Thank you so much for coming all the way from Shantivan and being with us this evening.
Om Shanti. It's lovely to see this beautiful gathering after a gap of 3 years. And so I'm sure that you're appreciating how Madhuban is the only place in the world where we can come together in this way, right? We have retreat places across the world, and yes, they're doing beautiful service, but it's only here in Madhuban that we see the unlimited family and the family from across the world. And so I personally am very grateful that Baba created Madhuban, and that Madhuban is here for us and is welcoming us with such love. So a big, big thank you to Madhuban. There's a lovely expression they use for Madhuban, and it's called Swarag Ashram. And you know both these words, heaven and yet an ashram. And so if you want to taste the sweetness of heaven, come to Madhuban. The love, the joy, the beauty, the togetherness, the feeling truly of one family. This is heaven, this is Madhuban. But yet, of course, also the ashram, a place for learning, stretching, growing, a place to study, a place to do tapasya, a place to be free from everything of Kali Yuga. We've left that behind. Well, I hope we have. I hope nobody's got strings attached to Madhuban, to Kali Yuga, that's pulling you back there. If you have, then cut them with the thread, with the scissors of Jnana and Yoga. Cut those bondages. And Madhuban is actually also a palace of mirrors. And so if you thought you had let go, well, Madhuban is a place that will then say to you, well, look again. Look and see where are the strings of attachment. Look and see where are your dependencies, whether it's a comfortable bed and a comfortable pillow, or whether it's coffee or anything else that you take for granted out there. Well, a good chance to see, can I be detached from all of that and just simply know that I'm in a holy, sacred place, Madhuban. And so the beauty of both things comes together here. The experience of heaven and the experience of renunciation of life in an ashram. And so we need both those experiences. And Baba gives us both. We need the experience of heaven because we know that not again for another 5,000 years will we have a chance to meet with Baba. So a sweeter joy than heaven can offer, a sweeter love than heaven also. But definitely that feeling of just being surrounded by love and being surrounded with joy. And then Baba also helps us make sure that we've let go of all the things that were left there behind. One of the things I've always appreciated is that it's a long journey to come to Madhuban. Was the journey short or was it long? A bit of a long journey. You get to Ahmedabad from wherever it is you are, and then you have another journey all the way to Abu and up the mountain and settling down, time zones, many different things. So it is a long journey. But as you go on that journey, things fall away and you get closer and closer to Madhuban and get more and more of the fragrance of Madhuban reaching you, and so you're ready for Madhuban when you actually arrive here. If it were just down the road, I don't think we would appreciate it so much. But the long journey makes us realize that the journey itself is a journey of preparation to get here. And so every step along the way, that in itself is powerful yoga. And so the thoughts pulling us to Madhuban, well, that's yoga with Baba. Because Madhuban is Baba, created by Baba for all of us. And yes, Madhuban offers many, many things. I don't think you could have a place that offers you such comfort for 2 weeks in which you don't have to think about anything except your own spiritual journey. As I say, we've got retreat places across the world now, but they don't offer us this sort of facility. And so take every opportunity that you can to spend that time in tapasya, in silence. And yes, the togetherness of the family is beautiful. And that's a great joy in itself. That's lovely. But yet still, the early morning hours, the precious time where you don't have to think about traveling from here to there, go this place, that place, drive a car, catch a bus, nothing. Just get yourself prepared mentally and physically and enjoy Amrit Vela, enjoy Murali class, and just the feeling of being cared for by Baba and the family. And so real student life, keep your notebook with yourself at all times. Why? Because maybe there's a conversation that happens and you want to note down something that somebody has said. Maybe there's something that you notice and you want to note that down. Because when we see things, we hear things, we love it, and we think we're going to remember this forever. And then a few hours later you ask yourself, what was that very interesting thing that I heard? And you can't remember it anymore. It slipped away somewhere. But keep a little notebook with you and it'll help you remind you of all the treasures that you are accumulating, so that when you go back on your journey back, you have all of those treasures to reflect on again and revise and emerge in your mind. I'm very aware that the beautiful experiences and the beautiful memories we have in Madhuban are the things that keep us safe when we're out there. And whether you've been in Gyan for a few years, there were some who were here for the first time, and perhaps your Zoom babies. How many of you are Zoom babies? Babies who took birth, spiritual birth, through Zoom. A good few. Stand up. Stand up so that we can give you a big acknowledgement. My goodness. So you're probably meeting your teachers for the first time. Probably you're meeting the family for the first time. And definitely you're here in Madhuban for the first time. So thank you to COVID. Most times we wouldn't be saying that it was a difficult time, but yet so many who took yarn in the days of COVID tell me that they couldn't have taken the 7 days course, for example, when they were still working and rushing back and forth and doing all the things that people were doing pre-COVID. And then COVID came and it gave them space. For some it was still very busy, especially the center residents. I know that it was very busy for those who were managing things in Baba's homes. But generally for most people, it was a time when there was a bit of space. And in that space, people took the course and they were able to start classes. And yes, they just knew the faces and the names. They didn't actually know the personalities. But Baba's Gyan pulled you here finally to Madhuban. So that's your fortune also. And so, yes, a chance to study, a chance to meet the family, a chance for introspection, a chance to share stories. When you cut vegetables early morning, so that's an invitation also. Be there at 5 o'clock to help cut the vegetables. At least cut enough vegetables that you yourself are going to eat that day. If nothing more, but at least that much. But whatever. But the days when I used to sit and cut vegetables, two things would happen beautifully. One was that there would be a chance for reflection. And the other one would be a chance to engage with the little circle that you're with. And that little circle, you'd be making new friends and finding out about them and sharing something from your experience. So that also was a very lovely experience. But every single moment is one to truly benefit from. The whole of Sangam Yuga, of course, but when we are out there, whether we are busy running around for Baba's service, or whether we are busy in Lokik family and work, many things, but here, just truly, truly experiencing benefit. And I know that for many of you, there will be that feeling that, oh, I wish I could go to Daddy Janki. We used to pop in to see her in the mornings and get almonds. We would see her walking around and we would take benefit from that. Well, you still can take benefit from not just Daddy Janki or the daddies, but a little bit more effort on your part. You have to go up. You have to go to the subtle region. So just as with Avyakt Bhav Dada, not only after Daddy Gulzar, but even while Daddy Gulzar was here, from 2017, I remember December 2017, around December the 15th, I think Baba would have come, around about then. And Baba said, this is the year of completion. And we had many discussions, what does that mean? Does it mean we're going home? Does it mean that Baba's not going to come? What does it mean? And we didn't really have any final decision about what Baba really meant. And then December the 31st, 2017, and Baba's Murli was just about happiness and love, and we forgot about it. Well, let me speak for myself. I forgot about the whole thing of completion. I thought, okay, well, Baba said that, but this time now, Baba didn't mention anything, and so maybe it's just the love and happiness, that's all. And then when I was actually here, when the two daddies took leave from each other and Daddy Gulzar went off and they thought she was going to be in Ahmedabad for a few days, and the few days stretched on, and then we heard she was in Bombay, and she actually then flew away a few years later on Shivratri at the time of 2021 when the world was still in lockdown. And then we understood what Baba meant by completion. Baba's sustenance in the physical dimension had come to its completion. After 33 years of Sakar sustenance And after 47, 48 years of avyakta sustenance, 48 years. Imagine we have 48 years worth of muralis. And every single murali, I mean Sakhar muralis are so practical and teach us everything of jnana. But the avyakta muralis are condensed. Baba's condensing all the years of Sakhar muralis into those avyakta muralis. Baba's reminding us that this is what Baba and Mama themselves practiced. And we heard those Sakhar muralis, but we didn't practice. But Baba and Mama practiced. And so they didn't need to hear any avyakta muralis. Just imagine. They became karmatit without hearing a single avyakta murali. But we have those treasures of 48 years worth of avyakta muralis to absorb, to reflect, to practice and become karmatit. And so this is now our opportunity here. Can't say we're busy, can't say there's too much to do, can't give any excuses. Just take the opportunity to practice everything that Baba's asking us to be. Not asking us to do. Baba's talking about the inner stage. Our awareness, our consciousness, our connection. What is it that I'm thinking about? What is it that I'm feeling? What is it that I'm sharing through my vibrations, through my attitude? So enjoy every moment. And by the time you leave Madhuban, how much closer will you be to your karmatit stage? 100 steps closer? 10 steps closer? Each one has to decide how many steps closer they want to get to in this period of tapasya in Madhuban. And I've been talking about silence and tapasya, but I'm sure there will also be fun and games and picnics and all the things that we love about Madhuban. I'm sure all of that will happen, right, Shilu Ben? We'll have picnics. So Madhuban has everything to offer still. But I'm so glad that you decided to come. I remember saying to Brijmohan Bhai on one of our calls, just I think in September at some point, and he said that, and I was saying that it's difficult for people to come now because of the expenses and because there was so much uncertainty still. And so then many had to decide at the last minute. And he said, well, tell them to come now because you don't know how much more uncertainty is going to be there next year. So I'm glad that you decided and took the leap and are here. There'll be lots of things you hear from Baba in the next few days. And of course on the 12th, again a very interesting thing. We could see Baba online in London, in Malaysia, wherever it is you've come from. But there is a special feeling of hearing the avyakta murali in Shantivan. Definitely there is. I'm not actually sure whether everybody goes down to Shantivan. Yes, we will go down to Shantivan. Okay, let's see. I'm getting two separate signals. So I think maybe you'll have both options. Okay. So Shilu Ben thinks that being here, you'll get the same feeling as in Shantivan. So let's see the drama. Let's see how things work out, and I'm sure you'll be told. Where are we today? It's the 10th, and we're talking about the day after tomorrow. So I think tomorrow there'll be a decision, and then you'll hear about it. But lovely to have you all here. I'm happy to be here myself. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Jayantiben. We feel so blessed after hearing that, don't we? So blessed that we made that decision to come right now and be here together. So I'd like to invite Sister Meera to come on stage, and we're ready now to make a transition from the welcome ceremony to the gift ceremony. So just for a few minutes, I'll, like Jayantiben said, take every opportunity. So please take this opportunity to take drishti, really powerful drishti from our three seniors on stage as we set up for the gift ceremony. And then I will call you all up one by one to take your gifts. And Sister Meera will just explain a little bit about the whole process of taking a gift from Baba's home. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Once again, I will also take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to all Baba's future angels. I myself was very happy that I was able to join all of you today. And, you know, when we come to Madhuban, we have the feeling that we have come to Father's home. And ever since the Yajna was created, it has been a custom that anyone who comes to Father's home, they must take away a gift to remember the father, mother. So those days the family was small and it was easy to give gifts. But now 84 years now and the family has grown and you know it's now in thousands. But the same system continues. Everyone, once they come to Madhuban, when they go back, they must get a gift. And so today is the gift ceremony. It's a little bit early this time because Bhaktada is coming day after tomorrow and we want people to receive the gift before Bhaktada comes. But the only difference between the gift for foreigners and Bharatvasis is Baba loves double foreigners, extra love. So you have a choice. Yes? No, Bharatvasis are not jealous. They are happy that Baba loves you more. Of course, you know, you have a choice to choose. There are six varieties this time. I will show you and you can make up your mind. Of course, unfortunately, you cannot get all six of them. You can get only one and you have to make a proper choice. Don't keep changing your mind. And take something that is useful, that will remind you of Baba. And don't pass it to somebody else because it is given from Yajna. And it is something that will remind us all the time. So, gift la rahe hai. So make a proper choice when you choose the gift. And then when you get the gift, you come, bring it to the sister sitting next to Jayantiben. And give it to the sister. She will give it to Jayantiben. And it is blessed. And then from Jayantiben's hand, on behalf of the Yajna, you will receive drishti. So it is like christening. Prasad, you know, like how you take fruit from the bucket, go to the temple and put it in front of the image and then it becomes prasad. So you choose the gift, give it to the sister next to Jayantiben and Jayantiben will receive and she will give you on behalf of Baba. So you receive that blessed gift. And then you come and take the toli from me and then blessings from Shiluben. And then today those who are from Pandabhavan, how many of you are Pandabhavan? Raise your hand. So you will be invited first to come to receive the gift because the bus is waiting for you until 7:30. Not now, we will announce, okay? So once you have got the gift, don't come back to the backstage to change because your friend got something else, you also like it. So you say, better I also take the same one, you know. And don't lose it because we don't want to see the gift in the lost and found property. So please make sure that you really preserve it, use it with that bhavna, and you will really remember Baba. Okay? And if you have brought anything, we haven't announced anybody today. Anyway, if you have brought anything for the yagya, you can also, whether it is contribution, any gift, you can put in the basket here next to Jayanti Ben, and that we will pass it to Munni Ben later. Okay? So this is a beautiful yogi bedsheet. This is very good for putting on the gaddi, for your bedsheet. So this is one gift. And this is the small mini traveling bag for those who are overnight travelers. And this is a warm shawl. And this is a white shawl, yogi shawl. And this is very special. This is also white shawl but bigger in size. And this is mixed. This is not white, it is beige color, but it's a bigger size, especially for brothers, I think. And we have varieties of white shawl, different shades, but there is one shawl which is used specially for Amrit Vela. Those who want to have powerful Amrit Vela, without sleeping, you can use this shawl. It has some magic in it. So it is up to you. You can choose whichever you want to choose. Okay? So we really need to thank Baba that Baba is able to still sustain us with all the traditions of the yagya, even though the numbers have increased a lot. So enjoy your stay. Take full benefit. So you are the, what you call, you are the pioneers of this Madhuban season, first group. So take the full benefit, absorb the vibrations and send out the vibrations from here to the whole world. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sister Meera. So we are now going to just take drishti for a few minutes and I will call you up. As Meera Ben mentioned, Pandav Bhavan first, and then row by row. Let's keep it really quiet, really yogi. There is no rush. There's so few of us here. Take your time, enjoy, soak up the vibrations, and let's make it a very precious gift ceremony. There are almost 250 foreigners in the hall, and we have over 270 people online. So we're going to say goodbye to those online and welcome to all of you once again. Om Shanti.
Oh.